Question from Trivikram Prabhu. I read in Bhagavatam 1:8:26 that the Lord can be sincerely approached by one who is materially exhausted and cannot be sincerely approached by one who tries for wealth, fame, bodily beauty, etc. Does it mean that we should not have wealth, fame, bodily beauty? Are there disqualifications? Should we be in a state of penury to approach the Lord? What does the phrase materially exhausted imply? Answer. This comes in the prayers of Kunti Maharani. And if you look at her own life, she was a royal lady. She was the daughter of a king, husband of a king, and mother of kings. So she certainly did not live in penury, in utter poverty. She lived in opulence. So we have to understand the teachings in the context of the lives of those who are giving us those teachings. So what Kunti Maharani essentially is saying is not that we have to reject material possessions, but we have to reject our possessiveness about material possessions, our infatuation and obsession with those possessions. Because ultimately, the essence of love is giving our beloved a place in our heart. And if we give material things like Janmaishwara Shruta Shribhir, as is described, a high birth, royal opulence, a learning and bodily beauty, we give this a prominent place in our heart, then there is no place in the left there for Krishna to enter. Now what does place in a heart mean? It means that is what we long for. So whatever we long for, that is what occupies the prominent place in our heart. For cricket fans, it is cricket, maybe their favorite specific cricketer who occupies the place in their heart. Like that, for different people, what occupies their heart will be different. So if we let these material possessions and material things occupy our heart, then not only is there no place for Krishna, not only is there no desire for Krishna in our heart, but even our performance of devotional service, if we somehow manage to continue it, that becomes very ritualistic and mechanical. We are practicing devotional service not to call out to Krishna, not to beg for His presence, not to develop our love for Him, but as a ritual, as an obligation, or maybe as an arrangement, paranormal or supernatural arrangement by which our Janmaishwara Shruta Shribhir can be protected. So that will be mixed devotional service. It is not pure devotional service, and that's why it cannot satisfy our heart. So therefore, we need to focus our desires on loving and serving Krishna and using whatever can be used in His service. So Janmaishwara Shruta Shribhir can be used in Krishna's service, and that's why we should use them. If they come by their own will, or if we have them by Krishna's will somehow, then we can surely use them in Krishna's service. We don't have to give them up. Materially exhausted essentially means that we are exhausted with material desires per se. As Devahuti prays to Kapila Dev, Nirvinna Nitaram Bhuvan Asad Indriya Tarshanad Yena Sambhavyamanena Prapanananandham Tamo Prabhu Asat Indriya Tarshana. Srila Prabhupada writes about this in his book Teachings of Lord Kapila, that Indriya Tarshana, the agitation caused by the senses, Asat. Actually, the pleasure that they are going to give is temporary, but it causes so much agitation. And he says, I am Nirvinna. I am fed up with this agitation of material desires. And this agitation has simply landed me as Andham, the darkness of material existence. So I surrender to you, Lord, and please release me from this darkness. So we need to get up and get rid of our infatuation with material desires. And that is what materially exhausted essentially refers to. And even if we are not entirely free from material desires, still at least we should try to make our devotional desire the most important desire of our life and harmonize all our desires accordingly. So then we may not be pure devotees, but we are at least potential pure devotees. We are aiming for pure devotional service by making devotional desires the most prominent desires in our life.
So, to summarize, we don't have to give up material assets, but we have to subordinate them to our devotional purpose and utilize them for fulfilling our devotional purpose. And our heart needs to be occupied by Krishna. He should be the primary desire in our heart. Then we can sincerely call out to Krishna. Otherwise, even when we are calling out to Krishna, we are thinking, chanting Hare Krishna and thinking, oh, will I get promotion in my job? Or how many marks will I get in my exam? So then that is not sincere calling. Sincere chanting of the holy names means we are chanting Krishna's names and we are calling Krishna for Krishna's sake, not for the sake of the gifts that he can give us. That pure sincere calling is possible when Krishna is our prominent, preeminent desire. Thank you.